You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Diana O'Carroll. If you would like to contact us through Twitter, it's at Naked Scientists, or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Now, we're looking at some of the new innovations and applications of solar power this week, and so to kick us off, here's Ben and Dave to explain how you can make your very own solar cell.
Last week's Kitchen Science saw Dave and I standing out in the freezing cold and the rain playing with water. Luckily, this week, we're looking at the sun, and so we're standing by a window with the glorious sunshine streaming through. Dave, what are we doing this week?
Well, I thought we'd try and make our own solar cell.
Aren't they quite complicated things to build?
They're actually quite difficult to make from scratch, but luckily we can use something which is quite common, which all the hard work has already been done for us.
OK, so we're cheating a bit.
Yes, fundamentally.
OK, so what are we using? What's the base that we're building our photovoltaic cell on?
Building the photovoltaic cell from a diode. This is a very common electronic component which only lets electricity through in one direction. If you've got some old electronics which you can take apart, you'll probably find a diode in it. You want something with a black body and a white line drawn at one end. Those are diodes.
What do we actually use them for in electronics?
They can be used for all sorts of things. Amongst other things, they can convert alternating current where electricity is flowing backwards and forwards into DC direct current where it's only flowing in one direction.
You've got a couple of them here. They're very small. I can see this being quite fiddly if we're trying to build a solar cell out of that. What do we actually need to do?
Well, the actual diode isn't the black cylinder, which you can see. It's inside there. What we want to do is basically expose that. So we want to get rid of this black cylinder. It's basically a really brittle, probably kind of plastic, and you can shatter it off with a pair of pliers.
If we're talking about shattering plastic, we probably need to be very careful.
Yes, you will need quite large forces, and bits can fly around, so I'd definitely recommend wearing goggles.
OK, so you've got a pair of pliers, and you've got some goggles on, and you're going to do this into a bin to try and catch any bits that may come off.
OK, so I've got a nice big pair of pliers and the diode. I'm going to very gently crush it, starting from one end, trying to leave the metal intact.
So what we're left with looks like a sort of sandwich of white stuff. It almost looks like glue.
Probably what you can see is probably glue. There's two metal wires coming into the central bit, which will have some semiconductor in it, some silicon. And it's probably been encased in some kind of glue to keep it nice and safe.
And this is going to be the basis of our photovoltaic cell.
This is our photovoltaic cell.
OK, well, I've got to be honest, it doesn't look anything like any photovoltaic cell I've ever seen. Prove to me that it works.
Right, well, I've got a multimeter here which will measure the voltage being produced by something. So we'll first connect this up in the dark, and it sort of varies around sort of 20 or 30 millivolts.
So it is going up and down quite a lot. Is 20 millivolts about right for a diode in the dark?
Well, if it was actually in the dark and it's connected to a multimeter, which is essentially shorting it out, it should go down to zero.
And the fact that we've broken the case off just means that we're not quite going to get that perfect zero.
Yeah, that's right.
What if we move it into the sunlight?
Even in the shadow, it's going up to about 300 millivolts. If I get it into the full sunlight?
Wow, it's actually jumped to 0.4 volts. So it even had to change scale to stop showing us millivolts and stop showing us volts themselves. So we're getting just under half a volt. How much power can you actually get out of that?
Well, voltage is only half of the story with power. The thing you need to know is volts times amps. So with a multimeter, we can change the setting to measure the current it's producing.
OK, so we've now set it to measure amps, and it's getting 9.5, 9.6, very close to 10 microamps, so 10 millionths of an amp. That's not a lot.
No, then you multiply that by about 0.3, 0.4 volts, so that's about 4 millionths of a watt.
Although we do definitely have a working solar cell, the actual power we're getting is insignificant. But how is it actually working? What's going on?
Well, at the heart of a diode are materials called semiconductors. These are things like silicon. In fact, they don't conduct at all well normally. But if you add extra electrons to them, you make an N-type semiconductor. Or you can add holes, which are essentially absence of electrons, and you make a P-type semiconductor. Now, if you take a lump of P-type semiconductor and attach it to a lump of N-type semiconductor, you get a region where they join, where all the holes are pulled in one direction away from this region, and the electrons are pulled in the opposite direction. So you get an area with nothing which can carry charge, and therefore it doesn't conduct electricity.
But what's this got to do with shining sunlight on our exposed diode?
Well, because you've got this region which pushes the electrons in one direction and the holes in another one, if you can create electrons and holes in this region, then all the electrons will go in one side and make one side negative, and all the holes will go to the other side and make that side positive. And you can create electrons and holes by hitting an atom with a photon of light. This knocks an electron off it, leaving a hole.
So when the sunlight hits the diode, it liberates electrons, or it creates these holes, and you end up with a difference in the charge on either side, and that's a potential difference, what we call a voltage.
That's right, and then that voltage can do useful work. If you connect it to a circuit, it can drive a motor, run a computer, whatever you like.
But is this how normal solar cells work?
Yep, they're exactly like this, but much, much bigger. The actual active diode in that is tiny, tiny fractions of a millimetre across in either direction. In a useful array of solar cells, it's metres across.
And because they're so big and really better designed for the job, they'll create a lot more power than the pathetic 4 microwatts that we're getting from our diode.
Yeah, in full sunlight, a modern solar cell, some of the best ones, can maybe produce up to 160, 200 watts of power per square metre.
Well, Dave, theirs may be bigger and better, but yours was made out of entirely recycled bits of old electronics. I think you can be proud of that, at least. That's all we have for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back with another one next week.
Size isn't everything, of course. And there you go. You can build your very own solar cell just using an old diode. The only problem, of course, is there is a very low output. So you'd need, we conservatively think, about 400 million of them just to power a 1-bar electric fire. But the principle is reassuringly identical. We've actually put the photos and more details about how to do that at home if you want to on our website. It's at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. Diana.